KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
A Super Cub airplane is flying over the vast green, mostly treeless landscape of northwest Alaska near Nome. Biologist Sarah Hensley is aboard, using a VHF radio receiver to locate collared moose. She's tracking young moose to gain insights into the future of the overall moose population in this region. Antennas mounted to the wing struts pick up signals transmitted from their radio collars. The strength of the beeping signal enables Hensley to home in on the moose.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. More rallies in Los Angeles today. This afternoon near City Hall, calling for people detained by immigration enforcement agents in the past week to be released. It has been largely calm a day after largely peaceful protests evolved into violent confrontations with officers following President Trump's National Guard deployment without the state's request. Trump said it was necessary. Local and state officials accuse him of manufacturing chaos for his own political benefit. Trump is attacking California Governor Gavin Newsom over these protests. NPR's Frank Ordonez reports Trump's calling the governor grossly incompetent.
President Trump deployed 2,000 National Guard troops to crack down on protesters whom he described as professional agitators and insurrectionists. Trump was asked whether his border czar, Tom Homan, should arrest Newsom. Homan has threatened to arrest anybody who obstructs immigration enforcement. Trump replied it would be great if Homan arrested the governor and accused Newsom of seeking publicity. Newsom later posted video of Trump's comments on social media. He wrote, a president has called for the arrest of a sitting governor, calling it a, quote, unmistakable step toward authoritarianism. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, The White House.
The president's extensive new travel ban is now in effect. NPR's Rachel Treisman reports it imposes total bans on nationals of 12 countries and partial bans on seven other nations, mostly in Africa and the Middle East.
The ban blocks or restricts foreign nationals from countries including Afghanistan, Chad, Haiti, Iran, and Somalia. The White House says they were chosen because of factors like insufficient screening and high rates of visa overstays in the U.S. It exempts people in several categories, including green card holders, adoptees, diplomats, and athletic teams traveling for major sporting events. Legal experts say it may be less vulnerable to legal challenges than Trump's 2017 ban, which was blocked, revised, and upheld by the Supreme Court before the Biden administration rescinded it. Rachel Treisman, NPR News.
Tropical storm Barbara in the Pacific strengthened into a hurricane today. The storm at the time was about 150 miles southwest of Manzanillo, Mexico. It had top sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. The National Hurricane Center in Miami had said swells would affect portions of the coast over the next few days. U.S. stocks end the day mostly higher. The NASDAQ closed up 61 points to end at 19,591. The S&P was up 5 points. The Dow was down slightly. From Washington, this is NPR News. Sly Stone, the remarkable, eccentric frontman, singer, songwriter, and producer of Sly and the Family Stone, has died. According to a statement from his family released, his death followed a prolonged battle with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and other underlying health issues. He was 82 years old. A United Nations summit hosted by France and Costa Rica opened in the French Mediterranean city of Nice today. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports more than 60 heads of state are in attendance, along with thousands of scientists and policymakers.
Scientific research boats, including a Norwegian three-mast tall ship, are part of the summit, which is taking place on the port of Nice. Scientists say the world's ocean problems include rising seas, plastic pollution, overfishing, and the destruction of marine species and environments.
This planet would be far too hot to live on if we didn't have the ocean.
That's Lisa Levin, a scientist and professor at the University of California, San Diego. She says the ocean regulates the climate by absorbing most of the heat from the atmosphere, provides food, and much more.
People recognize how important it is to the health of the planet.
Levin and other scientists are calling on summit leaders to turn their recommendations into concrete actions. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Nice.
A judge has dismissed director and actor Justin Baldoni's defamation lawsuit against his It Ends With Us co-star Blake Lively. Lively had initially sued Baldoni for sexual harassment and retaliation. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Council for Interior Design Qualification, whose certified designers work to protect occupants through the design of code-compliant and accessible environments. Learn more at CIDQ.org/NPR.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, today northwest winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight, west winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. And Tuesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy. Today, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, southwest winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. And Tuesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef. Today, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, south winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. And Tuesday, south winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon. Today, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. And Tuesday, southeast winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef. Today, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. And Tuesday, south winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, sunny with highs near 49. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming west in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows near 41. Southwest winds around 10 miles an hour. And Tuesday, a slight chance of rain after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with highs near 47. South winds around 10 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 4:50 a.m. at 8 feet, 1 inch. A low at 12:12, a minus tide of 1 foot, 8 inches. A high at 7:06 p.m. at 5 foot, 6 inches. And a low tonight at 11:42 at 3 feet, 3 inches. Your sun rose at 6:01 this morning, and your sun will set at 11:21, bringing us up to 17 hours and 19 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Yeah, Oingo Boingo will start us out here with When the Lights Go Out. After that, Earth, Wind, and Fire with Magnetic, and then Talking Heads with Born Under Punches.
Let's fly. people start to shout. People huddle together, trying to hide the fear. People party down, but they ain't going nowhere. They ain't going nowhere. I'm gonna run outside. What's there to see? Just one big shadow there to comfort me. There to comfort me. There to comfort me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Millie Vanilli is next on deck here with Baby Don't Forget My Number. After that, Cherish, Peace by Madonna, and then Phil Collins with Sasudio. I think that's how you pronounce it. I used to know how to read. That was in my younger days. Here's Millie Vanilli.
Understand it's you. This is Dmitry Filimonov, President and CEO of the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association.
The Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association is hosting a virtual dementia tour on June 12th at the Old School in King Cove. The virtual dementia tour is an interactive personal experience providing insight on what day-to-day life is like for a person living with Alzheimer's and related dementia. This free event is from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and 25-minute slots are available and open to everyone. Space is limited and you can sign up with Rebecca Newman at 907-497-2769 or for more information, contact Lorraine Thomas at lorrainet@apiai.org, or you could find a flyer in your community with the link to sign up.
Remember, if you are in Anchorage, please come visit the Unangamulla, home of the Aleuts. Unangam, Atakan, Akun, we are one.
You are listening to KSDP in Sandpoint. 88.1 FM, I'm King Cole, Alaska.
Yeah, what the kids said. Coming up next, we have Berlin with No More Words, and Big Country with Fields of Fire. After that, Peter Schilling with Let's Play USA.
We make dream of USA. Even though we lost the race to get the first man into space, we will be the first country to run automatically. Soon the robots we create, starring on the great wide way. Let's play USA.
Let's see what happens here. Coming up at the top of the hour, we have Rapture with Blondie. And Depeche Mode, if that would be Behind the Wheel. You might have some time for Wham, but I doubt it. That's I'm Your Man.
you go out at night. Eating cars, you eat Cadillacs, Lincolns too, Mercurys and Subaru. And you don't stop, you keep on eating cars. Then, when there's no more cars, you go out at night and eat up bars where the people meet. Face to face, get cheek to cheek, one to one, man to man, that's toe to toe. Don't move too slow, cause the man from Mars is through with cars. He's eating bars, yeah, wall to wall, door to door.
Thank you. Ooh.